Welcome to the West City Podcast. We hope you are encouraged by today's message. If you want to hear more podcasts, you can access them through the West City website found in the description link.
As Kelly said, we're in between series, and it's great on these Sundays because you kind of get to speak on whatever you want. It's not really program or planned. And, you know, as I was watching the news this week and seeing the violence and hatred that came out of Christchurch, and feeling my own violent and hateful thoughts as well towards certain individuals, and seeing some of the outpouring of love as well and solidarity. And you see at these times people like cream rise to the top, don't you? And you're drawn to their words. I specifically think of the New Zealand Prime Minister. What an amazing response she had. But I thought to myself, well, I get to speak on whatever I want this Sunday. So my message is called Love One Another. And I want to read to you two verses from John. And did you know church is like an incubus? It's pretty unique. We all live in our little homes and we have our remote garage door. Some of us anyway. I do because I'm loaded. But no, you plebs don't. But, you know, we all have these like isolated lives sometimes. But church is so weird because we get a whole bunch of weird people together from all sorts of different socioeconomic and cultural backgrounds. We have lawyers and plumbers. We have people with disabilities. We have everyone. And we come together and it's like an incubus. And we say we want to live one day what the world we believe will fully become. We want to live it now with each other. And I think one of the key things to do that is to rehearse the saying of Jesus where he says, love one another. So let's read it. If you have your Bibles, if you have your phones, we're reading from John chapter 13, 34 to 35. There are Bibles on the pews if you're here today and you want to read along. It's page 507, page 507. So if you're here and you don't have a Bible or an app and yet you still want to read with us, it's page 507 in these Bibles if you want to follow along. And it's towards the right-hand side of the page towards the bottom. Jesus just washed the disciples' feet. The person who they called Lord and Master, he washed their feet. And he talks to them about how he's going to suffer for them and they can't quite understand it. Then he shares this meal with them. And I can imagine the meal would be like the baby dedication. There would have been kids and young and old. I don't think it's like... Is it Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper, where they're all kind of leaning at different angles and it's all staged? I think it would have just been this chaotic feast with one another, just like you're going to experience at the end of the service when we all come to the table. But it was a moment where he said, you know, you're going to betray me, some of you. And Peter then arcs up and he says, I'll never do it. And he gives his discourse. And in the middle of all this, think about the actions of Jesus here, knowing the betrayals, knowing what he was going to go through, washing their feet. He said this, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Have you ever seen people in love be affectionate towards one another? I see young people in love and I see them being affectionate towards one another. I love you. No, I love you more. The way your hair just falls out, I love it. You sweep it over and I think, I want to be sick. Partly because inside I think, I wonder if you'd be talking like that in 10 years. I know it's my cynical side, but I just think, let me hear you talking about your beautiful grey lock, you know, that you wipe back over your hair in 10 years' time. But I think we all get the warm and fuzzies when we see old people have those intimate, affectionate moments with one another. Isn't that true? You know, where you might see a couple and they're like 80 not out and they're walking in the park hand in hand and you think, oh my gosh, they're either stabilizing each other, possibly, or they genuinely like each other still. I mean, it's possible there might be newlyweds, but generally you think they've been married for a long time. And you know, those moments where you see maybe the guy open the car door for his aging wife, or helping across with a hand on the back, or you see a wife just go and wipe the dribble from her husband's mouth. I don't know. Just those moments, and it's beautiful and it's touching. And I think why are we blessed by that? Why does that affect us so much? And I think it's because we see probably tried and true and tested love. It reminds me of a joke I heard about this young married couple, and they were going to the hotel and they're newlyweds, and she said to her new husband, they're going to know we're newlyweds when we get there. They're going to look at us funny, like, you know, some of you are looking really worried at the moment. You never know where Pastor Phil's going to go. And she said, hey, let's pretend we've been married 20 years, to which he replied, good, you carry the bags, you know. But have you ever experienced an intimate moment with someone you don't love? I have. About in 2014, Fran and her family and Vince and Fran came to West City, maybe a bit before, and I met Fran's family at McDonald's. I actually don't know why it was, but I think it was because they were new and we were kind of getting to know one another. So picture this meeting. We meet in McDonald's and Fran's dad is there, and he imagine this slight slim built gentleman, immaculately dressed. I think he even had a fedora, some sort of hat, like a tweed waistcoat, you know, like he was just an Italian stud, right? You know, just but older, and he was there, and Fran was sister was there, and a few others, and introductions were made, and we had some food, and part of that food was chicken nuggets, and in the middle of a conversation, Fran's dad just reached down and grabbed a chicken nugget, and gently placed it in my mouth for me to eat. There were no hands involved, as far as I was concerned. To which they were all like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, he's not eating enough. I saw Fran's sister yesterday at a coffee shop, and the first thing she said to me was, chicken nuggets. This passage is not talking about feeding one another chicken nuggets, but maybe it is talking about feeding one another. It's talking about, I want you to love each other and I want it to look real. Now, Jesus starts off this passage. I just want to make a few observations on it by saying, a new command I give you. And for those of us who have called Jesus Lord, I know we live in this postmodernistic society where who can tell us what to do? But when we call Jesus Lord, we really are saying you have the ability to speak into our lives. And when Jesus says, not a new suggestion, but a new command, I think he's really trying to put weight to what he's saying. But Jesus isn't like my mum. You see, my mum would say, do this. And then when I said why, she would say, because I told you so. Jesus here tells us the what, but also gives us the why and the how. He says, a new command I give you. I want you to love one another. And he starts off by saying, as I have loved you. I think the first thing we need to understand before we jump into loving one another is how much we are loved by Jesus. When we frame this passage in the middle of Jesus washing feet, saying you are going to betray me, but still committed to loving us to death, where we sin our violent sin into him, where I feel sorry for Jesus sometimes. When I see him in my mind's eye on that street being shouted and spat upon and ridiculed, and yet I believe this is God incarnate saying, I'm going to love you so much, I'm willing to take this on, your stuff, your hatred, your violence, and still love you. Like, that blows my mind. I don't know about you. But he says, I want to first love you to love others as I have loved you. Do you know how much Jesus loves you? I don't know what your past has been. I don't know what your church experience. And I want to say, as a pastor, I'm sorry if you've had an experience where God is angry with you and hates you. Because the God I see in Jesus is so willing to love, but not a wishy-washy love. It's this gritty, self-sacrificing, loving to the point of death. And so we start by Jesus saying, love one another as I have loved you. I love that because we can't truly love until we really know how much we're loved. It's not like he's saying, well, get on with it. He's saying, please know my love for you. And as we said in our baby dedications, it's not just words, it was actions. It's easy to say, I love you. But we tend to know the people who love us by their actions. Then it says we are to live towards each other in the same way we are loved by Jesus. That's why it's so important we know how he loves us, because then we get to pass on. This is part of the Christian faith. We keep banging on about it, but we just give what we've got from Jesus. That's the whole thing. This is not about a religion or a bunch of rules. It's about a relationship with the one who is the lover of our soul, and what we get from him, we pass on. So because we've been forgiven, even though it's a tough thing, we walk in forgiveness. And so on. Jesus then goes on to say, the litmus test for being followers of the way of Jesus is our love for one another. And have a guess what? That's what people will take notice of. I think it's so sad when you look at church history over the years, and I'm not here to bang and bash up church, but I think we need to acknowledge the good and the bad. Over years, what we've been known for has not necessarily been our love, our welcome for one another. It's been other things. And yet, Jesus says, The biggest signpost to me will be you and your love towards one another. So, I have 5 points this morning. True, 5 points of application, and here they are. Point number one, love one another. Point number two, love one another. Point number three, can you guess it? Love one another. Point number four, love one another. Point number five, love one another. Cheers. Over to you.
Each week at West City, we are sent out to be the church in the world. We do this by declaring the following benediction. May you know God's enabling as you join us in living it out. We come together as the church to be reminded of the go of Christ. So go and feed the hungry. Go and clothe the naked. Go and fight for justice. Go and end oppression. Go and proclaim anew the old, old story. Go and reach those who are running from God and God's church. Go and associate with those who don't look like us, think like us, act like us, or even like us. And do it all in the name of the one who sent us. His name is Jesus.